Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went to a town called Nain, accompanied by his disciples, a great number of people. When he was near the gate of the town, it happened that a dead man was being carried out for burial, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable number of the townspeople were with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her. "Do not cry," he said. They went up and put his hand in the bier, and the bearer stood still, and he said, "Young man, I tell you to get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Everyone was filled with awe and praised God, saying, "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has visited his people." This opinion of him spread throughout Judea and all over the countryside. And this is the Gospel of the Lord. I've been looking on the internet to find out something about headstones, or gravestones as we would call them over in Britain. And there's all sorts of theories about the stones that we place over the bodies of the dead. One website says with great confidence the original purpose of stones over the dead body was to keep the dead in the ground, to stop them coming out. That's why some of the earliest forms of gravestones were really piles of stones. Don't know how they know that, but sounds plausible. I often think about how Herod Antipas, when he heard that Christ was preaching, immediately assumed that it was John the Baptist who'd risen from the dead. The fear that the dead might rise. In fact, this gospel today implies that. The translation says awe. Awe is one of these 60s words. They didn't like the word fear. They were afraid of the word fear. So we get words like awe, or astonishment, or reverence. It actually says fear gripped them all. Yet it also does say they praise God. For the ancient Israelites and the Jews, fear and the praise of God were not opposites, somehow connected. And yet they praised God because they were afraid. And that's not perfect praise. They're afraid when a dead man rises. I think we would be too. Christians aren't really emancipated, we're not really freed from these primeval fears which inhabit us. But certainly not why we have headstones or gravestones over the bodies of our dead. It's quite the opposite. We don't want to keep the dead in the tomb. We want them to rise. And a headstone is basically a set of operating instructions for we who are living. When we come to the grave, we should pray for those who have died. Pray in hope. Hope fills our heart. It fills our heart because it's the love of God. And the love of God is always a love that desires life. Love itself is always a desire for life if it's true love. And in fact, the big heavy gravestone is really there to, in a strange way, show that the dead will rise, because it's God who will bring them to life, and our prayers are allowed to cooperate in that bringing to life. But God is not stopped by any kind of stone. Christ himself was not stopped by the stone which blocked his tomb. And the woman there who said, "Who will roll the stone away?" were thinking in the old ways. They were thinking that there are obstacles to the dead rising. The bigger and stronger and heavier the stone is, the more ridiculous it appears against the power of God. Operating instructions for living, well, that's certainly Christian stones. Pray for me, remember me at the altar. Be with me. It's very different from a certain strand of, not exactly post-Christian, but rather limited Christian worlds, where the dead themselves are boasting about their past. Remember looking at a group of gravestones in Glasgow from the 18th century, in which we were told the professions of these various dignitaries buried beside Glasgow Cathedral. And someone said it looked like a column from a commercial paper for the adverts for the businesses. The tobacconist, the surgeon, the barber, the dealer in tobacco from abroad, or the one who cured the tobacco. Lots about tobacco in Glasgow in the 18th century. It was a big trade. Of course, it also explains why there's so many gravestones. No, true Christian graves look to the future. They give us instructions about how to find that future, how to come to life, life itself. That's why we pray. That's why for us always a gravestone is a good piece of advice. It says just enough about the person to move us to that prayer. You can see how people may have died very young, or perhaps outlived their children, or perhaps two spouses, a man and wife, who died quite some time apart, yet both buried in the same grave because one of them remained faithful to the other, and their family saw them as a unity. They were buried together. It also means that one of them was there for a long time praying for the other. And always that's about the future. No, that's what we do, we who live. Our purpose in life really is to pray for the dead. It's what I do as a priest most of the time. When non-Catholics ask me what my job entails, I say, well, mostly praying for the dead. I pray for the dead of my order. I pray for the dead of the parishes I've worked in. I pray for those who have died in my presence in hospitals. I say, isn't that gloomy? I says, no, because I only pray for one thing. Only one thing you can pray for when you pray for the dead. That's eternal life. Life of peace and joy. Every time I pray for the dead, I remember the great prayer of the first canon, first Eucharistic prayer, the canon of the Mass. They find in your presence light, happiness, and peace. What we believe in, what the gravestones tell us to believe in. Light, happiness, and peace.